This goes out to the ABS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Gant smiles in the West Stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by
FSFAM.com.
AVSFAM.com.
So what is your beverage of choice this evening?
Behold, Sarah Spites. I had no idea our conversation would start with what kind of beer are you drinking, but I think every podcast should start with drinking a beer.
So my entire family is gluten-free, and I have a gluten-free beer called an Omission. Sometimes I get with this one called Odd 13. It's really good and has all the fancy crap breweriness, but it's simple.
Interesting. I like that name. Good name. I am drinking Tommyknocker Cocoa Porter.
Yeah, you are. Wow.
As that intro would imply, this is a wide-ranging conversation, and I have been talking to Sarah for quite a while, circling around this idea of doing a podcast, largely about things that I have no idea about, which would be women's hockey, women's travel league hockey, what it's like to coach a women's team, and what it's like to be Sarah Spites. So with no further ado, we dive in to talk about Critty.
A friend of mine, my friend Critty and I play on the women's travel team together. And we played in Colorado Springs last weekend, a couple weekends ago, whenever it last snowed, and stayed in the hotel room, had a beer each, and then fell asleep the night before our game because we're lame and old and don't party anymore.
Wow, I'm not sure you did it right, but this is fascinating to me. Tell me what it means to be a travel team. Do you travel inside Colorado, or are you guys heading out to Texas here and there?
Oh, heck no. So it's the Women's Association of Colorado Hockey. It's my Spitfires team. And we travel, I mean, travel is a strong word. Colorado Springs is as far as we go. But there's teams in Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. There's like three or four that are in Denver. There's a Greeley team. So that's about it. Not a whole ton of traveling, but more travel than the other leagues that I do.
Nice. And so how many people are on your team?
13 or 14.
What if I was a woman? Hold on, don't answer that yet. And I wanted to be on your team. Is that like you try out for it, or do you just know somebody, or do you buy somebody a beer? Say a Cocoa Porter, maybe?
So you have to be associated with the Denver Women's Hockey League, which is the other league that I do.
The WACH was established in 1983 for women's hockey in Colorado. They currently have 29 teams and 5 different divisions.
And then from there, if you are in the DWHL and interested in playing on the WAC team, there are tryouts for it.
Sorry, I'm like a kid inside. You said WAC. Does it cost a lot of money?
It's not too bad, actually. It's less than $500 for the entire season.
Whoa, that's pretty good, really.
Yeah.
That's like less than like an Apex League.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, gear not included, of course, because that's crazy.
Well, the cool thing is that the Denver Women's Hockey League, so that's the nonprofit association. Rent isn't the right word. We loan out gear for anybody who does those, I guess, house league seasons. So you actually don't have to buy gear if you're playing DWHL.
You get it for like a game or a season?
A season, usually. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How nice of you. And they take it home with them. It doesn't like stay at the rink. And that makes, it's good because you got to wash that stuff. That's the honor. I don't know about you, but I lose a lot of weight and sweat every time I play. And I'm like, whoa.
I'm slightly ashamed to admit this, but my hockey bag basically lives in my car, but I've become accustomed to it. And so every time somebody jumps in my car, they're like, oh my God, what is that?
And like, I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yep. Hockey bag. Sorry. Not could that sorry.
Worse. Uh-huh. Could be a goalie.
That is
every goalie I've known is so stinky.
Mm-hmm. The goalie on our Spitfires team. Oh my gosh, I love her so much. Her nickname is Barf. First of all, she is one of the girliest girls that I know. Like her usual jersey that she likes to wear is bedazzled with her name, but she hates the goalie stink, and so before every game, she sprays this awful floral scented body perfume crap. And like clears all of us out of the locker room because it smells so awful over top of the goalie stink. It's horrible.
Goalies do the weirdest things. Though. Like the goalie from a team that I was on, he used to wet his glove because it was so like stuck from the grossness after like sitting in his bag. They had to do it to make it move.
Oh, that's ew.
Yeah, and goalies are a special breed. I mean, if they weren't crazy, they wouldn't be goalies, right? Only the craziest goalies are the good goalies.
Yes, you have to be a special breed of crazy to be a goalie for sure.
I think I told you though, I kind of want to be a goalie just briefly, not forever.
I mean, I could probably help you make that happen. If you really wanted to. Yeah,
you keep saying that. I don't know. Do you know somebody who doesn't stink who has goalie gear?
I mean, I can't promise no stink because, well, you know, all hockey stinks. But I know plenty of people who have goalie gear who would be willing to let you try it for at least a night.
So have I told you the story about when I broke my ankle playing hockey?
I vaguely remember this. Okay, maybe. Well,
it's not even the point of the story, but it's relevant. So playing hockey, championship game, late in the, no, we're in overtime at this point, right? And I'm just gassed. We actually had a decent bench. I think we had maybe 11 people show up for this one. And just gassed. Gassed as could be, down there just getting, you know, destroyed in front of the net. I know it doesn't sound like you would in men's league hockey at rec level, but when it gets to the championships, everybody's like, yep, going pro after this. So everything's going good until suddenly I'm like at the end of the shift and I'm like turning around to go out and I hit a rut right in front and I just fall backwards, but my leg got caught behind me and you just hear snap, 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 pop.
Oh.
It was so bad, right? And like, I knew it was up right away. And there's this weird thing that happens when you're a hockey player and you get hurt for some reason, or maybe it's not everyone, you just throw your gloves, which I did. So it looks super dramatic. And I was like, oh, geez, super dramatic. And then I couldn't put weight on it at all. I had to be helped off the ice. And I sat there and I watched the rest of the game just standing on one leg at the doors where you leave to the locker room. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, this hurts, but it'll get better, whatever. Got to the locker room. I couldn't get my own socks and stuff off. Oh, nobody would help. Everybody's like, no way, dude, that's gross. Even my wife came in and she wouldn't help. She's like, nope, no way, dude, not going to do it.
Oh, goodness.
So later on, we find out, I snapped it up pretty good. I get a boot for it. And after a while, like when it's healing and everything, then I get blood clots. And the blood clots went up into my lungs. So there was like just tons of them, like more than you could count, just little ones up in my lungs. All of this from like a rec league hockey game that I paid money for. I paid money to get hurt. But what I found out is that hockey's gross enough that people would let you die. That's just where it's at.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
A little surprising to me, hockey, right? But especially like players on the team, they smell bad too.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, hockey players aren't the best people. Sometimes they are.
That's mostly fair.
Yeah. But so the whole stinky thing, like, I don't know, people talk about it. And then every now and then I go skate and I like just walk by our locker room or get ready in one for like a, what do you call it? Stick and puck? Skate and shoot. Everyone has a different term for it. But like, yeah, it's just, it's bad. And hockey players are so gross, spitting all over the walls and everything.
Oh my gosh. That's the worst. Oh,
I know. Like spit on the floor at least. Like it's bad enough when like you're playing hockey and everybody's hacking on the ice and then you go tumbling. You're like, oh,
nasty. It's the worst is being in a locker room after a group of like under 13 year old boys have been in there.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Actual worst.
Those are the worst, right?
Oh, and they're so loud and gross and bleh.
Yeah. And they're so heckly too. It's like they watch too much TV. I don't know what it is. But like, I'm pretty sure it's illegal to smack them around, but it's what I want to do.
It is really fun to be in a locker room next to them. And when they start shouting, especially if it's the women's team, because we'll be, you know, shouting back to them. And it's really easy, it turns out, to embarrass them through the walls if they realize that there's women next door.
That's weird. I mean, obviously, I hadn't experienced that yet. I'm neither.
That's fair. But it's funny. Very funny.
It is funny. So what else? Tell me about the rest of your team. So you have the goalie who's kind of insane. Do you have a backup goalie?
We do. She usually plays the C League as a regular skater. We kind of voluntold her that she was going to be our backup goalie this season. She is improving very fast. It was a rough start, but I imagine it always is for goalies. She's playing for us this coming weekend, and it should be really, really exciting to see. Especially because we're in a battle for second place in the league.
So do you want to talk abs for a second?
Yes. And
I have questions for you.
Sure.
First of all, do you know what happened to Landeskog? Like, I know he got hurt. They said upper body, but do you know what it is? Have they said?
They haven't said what it is, but he is in a sling. So
I'm going to go shoulder.
Yeah, that's my suspicion. Did you see the hit that Bishop laid on him?
Well, it wasn't. I mean, yeah, it didn't look that bad. He's just huge.
I mean, that's the thing, right? He's twice Landy's size, which doesn't help. And it looked like Landy went into the boards pretty awkwardly. Well, I guess technically the glass more so than the boards, but he just hit so weird.
That did you see his face?
A little bit. I mostly saw replays because, not going to lie, my friends and I were at Captain Marvel instead of watching the game. But yeah, his face was not happy. And like bending over like he did afterward. Ugh, mm-hmm. Not good.
There's a face people make when they know something's not right.
Yeah.
Same thing Connor McDavid had when he got his, clavicle snapped or something. Just like there's no movement. They're totally dead arming, like they're doing a breakdance thing or something. And their face is just like a fish that's been out of water just a little too long.
Yep. Z made the same face when he went into the boards a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt too.
But
well, so the thing with him though is it didn't even take a big dude because he's already a big dude. And just him tumbling and hitting things, that's pretty dramatic. Gravity considered.
It's true. Yeah.
Who else has been hurt this year?
A lot of people.
Yeah, we've had way too many head related injuries.
I know.
The Cole one. I oh my goodness. Don't fight with that other guy, whoever that was.
Tom Wilson? Yeah.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I by default don't like him. I just saw him floating around the Twitter comments the other day too.
Ugh. He frustrates me. A lot.
Who's your top five people that you just dislike because of who they are? And they have to be active, so you can't go back to like Sean Avery.
That's a really good question.
Or name five people. However, this best fits your needs.
Oh, geez.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes. I want to hear
I'm not even sure I can do it, but okay.
Right? It's a hard thing to do.
I could probably do it. These are my top five just like totally dislike them as humans, hockey players, or whatever they are. Not a fan of Lucic.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
All. I don't like him. There's a lot of guys who I don't like. I'd be like, but if he was on our team, I'd be okay because he'd be that guy to other teams. I don't want Lucic on the team at all.
Yep.
Even Brad Marchand, I know he's good, but I don't need a licker on the team. That's two.
You say that, but my goalie, my friend Sarah, the goalie, went through a phase where she licked people because of Brad Marchand. So I can't say that I can't have a licker on my team because she's one of them. Okay.
She's my number three. No, I'm kidding. So who else? Tom Wilson. Mm-hmm. Definitely on there. Mm-hmm. Ryan Reeves.
Okay.
I get it. He's super tough. I mean, maybe I'd want him on our team. I don't know. But I really dislike him because he just kicks everyone's ass.
Fair.
And sometimes that's on our teams. Mine four.
I think you're on four. Yeah.
Okay. So my fifth one is Dubnyk. Really, really, really dislike Dubnyk. He's such a whiny little baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And when he put freaking Kerfoot's head into the ice, I'm still mad about that.
Okay. Your turn. Top five least favorite people in hockey.
This one's kind of an, I would be okay with him if he was on our team, but not really. I don't like Bucklin. Don't really know why, but I don't.
I wish he was on my list now.
My father does not know basically anything about hockey except for people's names, of course. Mm-hmm. And he really likes to call Bucklin butt fucking ugly. And it's
not. Well played, Dad.
So, yes, he's very punny. I can appreciate this.
Punnied. That's so well played. I caught it too, just so you know.
Good, good. I mean, the microphone is good. So, figured it out. I'm going to agree with you on Lucic. Really don't like him. Let's see. I'm going to sound like a copycat too, but I hate Dubnyk. Really do. He annoys the crap out of me. This is harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I think if you threw coaches in, what is his name? The guy that Watt pushed the boards over on. I'm trying to think of it.
Boudreaux. Bruce Boudreaux.
Yes. Not a big fan of him, and it's shallow. It's just because I can't stand his face.
He has a smug little face.
He does, and I don't know. He bothers me. I wouldn't be upset if he fell over the bench one day. Yeah. Maybe hurt himself a little bit.
All right, I have a number four if you're ready for it.
Ready.
Blake Como.
Whoa.
Not a fan.
Really? Even when he was with us?
Even when he was with us. I had like 10 minutes where he was okay, and then he deteriorated very quickly.
Wow. Okay. Tell me more. What happened? What did he do? Just being himself?
Yes. I mean, nobody who is an Avs fan will ever forget that stupid drop pass on the breakaway. So that was kind of the nail in his coffin for me. He went from Majestic Eagle to us, because my friends and I have nicknames for all of them. He went from Majestic Eagle to Broken Pigeon. And then when he started playing, you know, okay again, he became just Pigeon. And that's,
wow, that's him forever. That's deep. Mm-hmm. Let's go down that list as soon as you're done with this list.
Uh-oh, this could get scary.
I think you still have one more, right?
I do, somewhere. I don't like Patrick Kane. He annoys me for some reason.
Arrogant.
Yeah, it's not even like that crap boy. Outside the NHL crap. And Jack Eichel, there you go. I give you six. He annoys me too.
What's up with Jack Eichel?
He's not as good as he is.
Mm. He's smug.
Yeah, entitled.
That's a good word, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, his parents probably paid for him to get into Yale. Yes. If he went to Yale, which I don't think he did. But if he did, they definitely paid for it. Uh-huh. Like, that thing going around, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Oh, totally. My dad texted me last night. And he's like, you decided to go to butt-fucking nowhere in Iowa all by yourself. I had nothing to do with that. I did not bribe anyone. Thanks, Dad.
You should have replied a couple times, like, are you sure? Because I don't know how I got into that school.
I thought about it. I thought about it, but...
Okay, let's do the other list now. I'm pretty fascinated. So, hold on. These are nicknames that you've given players, like mm-hmm. as if they were trail names on the Appalachian Trail, right?
Yep.
It's like they definitely don't get to pick them. You give them the names based on like characteristics or how they play yep. or just whatever.
All of the above. Sometimes it's somebody saying something stupid and it sticks, not the players, us saying something stupid. Mm-hmm. Or just random conversations that we have where.
And it goes beyond players though, because mm-hmm. the Zamboni guy.
Yes. Yes. Iceman.
Yep. He's good with it though. He knows yes. his trail name, right?
Yes. Okay. His whole family. They're the Ice family.
Yeah. You're going to like think of every player you can tell me what their nickname is before you tell me what their real name is.
Though. Okay.
So like, tell me the nickname and then why, and then I'll try to guess okay. and then you can tell me if I'm right.
Well, this one probably doesn't need a why, but this one is King of the Swedes.
Okay. That just seems landy-ish to me.
Yes. Accurate.
Okay.
And then we also have Swedish Prince.
Same guy?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Hold on. Let me run through the list. We have Carl Söderberg, who's old, can't be a prince. He'd be a king.
Nope. He's totally the prince.
He's the prince? Mm-hmm. I thought princes had to be little guys.
I mean, not really. They grow up eventually.
But he's big. He's a warrior.
I mean,
he's
he would be king of the Carl. Swedes if Landy wasn't the captain.
Okay.
So
I can go for that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Landy and Söderberg. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Giraffe. I think I've told you that one before.
Yeah, but I can't remember who it is yet. Hold on. Use words. I'm going to figure it out while you're talking.
It's largely because of a video of a giraffe trying to come out of a trailer and falling all over himself.
Yeah. He's getting better this year, if we're being honest, yes. but he's getting a little cocky. So rant in is yes. the answer. Yes. And God, I hope he doesn't decide to drop his mitts. I get he's a big dude. I get that he's feeling a little feisty, but some of those guys that he's playing with, yeah.
Oh, that Skinner fight was kind of hilarious. Miko totally picked that, but whew, kids got to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys out there like Kessler is not a guy he wants to mess with. Not that I'm a fan of Kessler. I think he's awesome. Just Kessler mm-hmm. has been at this for a long time and he knows how to smack a dude around. And yep. if you have a hard time standing on skates at times, it might be bad for you.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So then we've got K. Straight up K, the letter K, because
not like special K or
nope, just
big K, little K, just K.
Because of an interaction that Liz had with this individual where she told him that somebody that she knows really likes him because they're from the same hometown. And the only response was, K.
I know who I want to say, but I'm worried I'm only saying it because it starts his last name.
His last name does not actually start with K.
Okay. Well, there goes Kamenov and Kerfoot. Mm-hmm. AJ Greer.
Nope. He's a ginger.
That guy? Okay. So everybody calls him Gingerbread Man. You know what? We'll get back to this. Anyways, Comfort.
Uh-huh.
Spelled wrong with a K,
yes.
evidently.
Yes.
You just said K. That sounds like him. 100% like
right.
him.
Oh, love that guy.
All right, small digression. What is with people in the bromance thing? If I was a player, I'd be like, never talk to me again with this bromance bullshit.
People gotta find something, honestly.
I know. I don't think I would be good at like picking on hockey players other than on the ice.
I mean, we're pretty good at picking on them, but mostly it's on the ice most of the time. But it is true. The bromance, they are together a lot and they do live together.
Maybe he likes it. It's hard to tell. He's a bit like a dog and that all of his emotions happen above the jawline. So you don't see smiles and all that. Uh-huh. You just see eyebrows move.
Yep. That is a fair assessment.
This is weird. Are you just walking around doing Wing Chun stuff?
No.
I like the Toast Pop. That guy's name is Toast. Okay. Hold on. Unless you have more clues while I'm thinking. Oh, Josty.
Exactly.
Roasty, Josty, Toasty. Yep.
I mean, it has nothing to do with Roasty, Toasty. But...
maybe. Sometimes he looks roasty toasty. Yes. Sometimes he looks like he partakes.
Touche. And fun fact, he has approved that nickname. So.
I mean, did he have an option?
I mean, we asked.
These are trail rules, right? You get what you get.
Pretty much. We asked him if it was okay.
I was booty because I ordered my shorts online and they came in way big. And I'm like, okay, let's roll with this.
I love it. Love it.
Okay.
This one is pretty much a given because his actual name is part of it. We have polo player Matt Calvert.
All right, just tell me more on that one because I think I can guess it.
His hair always looks like it's wet and he just looks like a polo player. Like he looks like he just came from the pool from polo practice.
Okay, if there was a early 2000s movie of polo players, he would be the bad guy though.
That's fair.
Like he seems like a total good guy, but when you just look at his face and stuff, you're like, oh, he's going to be the bad guy. He's like the bad guy in Karate Kid.
Yep. Okay. He did have a brief stint as 80s rock legend, Matt Calvert, when he had the mullet. Hmm.
Yeah, I think that was by choice. I haven't decided for sure, but you don't just grow a mullet without knowing it.
Yeah. God, that thing was awful. It was intentional. It was awful. I can't believe his wife let him have that.
So are you saying it's gone? Yes. I haven't really noticed, I guess.
It's finally gone.
Okay, well, if that's gone, then I'm not as worried because if these guys actually make the playoffs and they start growing facial hair and there was a mullet, it's getting a little out of control. Mm-hmm. Somebody might even make a sticker out of that. You never know.
I mean, you probably still should. It was kind of an institution there for a little while. We've got Spaghetto.
Okay.
Which should be fairly self-explanatory. Yep. Those are the best ones, I think, right now.
I told you about him, too. I call him Sven 10 because I am Ben 10, yes. But you have to have kids to understand.
Yes.
That. Okay.
I think that's
so.
At least the one that is suitable like for me to share with people who are not us, because some of them are a little bit insulting.
That's probably well played on your point. Uh-huh. What do you think of the condor? I think that was McNabb who came up with it initially. I mean,
I think that's good. That did stem for us for a little while. McKinnon ended up being Magpie for a few minutes there.
Magpie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can come up with a thing he'd appreciate though. I keep thinking like, what is something he would like? I've heard he doesn't like Mac, but I've only heard that through Twitter and the same places you would hear things, I guess.
And I'm pretty sure that guy does not know how to tell anybody how he's feeling or what he's thinking. So.
He's intense. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know what it's going to take. Meditation, maybe a retreat. I don't know.
Dude, kids got to unclench. That's going to help us so much.
I would love to see him just have great success and see what happens. Then he might come back a whole different guy. Every now and then he has a moment where you're like, oh no, that was pretty human. That was well put there. Both him and Carl. Yeah. You're like, okay. And 3, 2, 1, emotion.
Hey, I have seen Carl smile like 5 times over the last month. That's
so he's been a little different lately, hasn't he?
I know.
Feisty, a little bit of smiles here and there, pumping the fist once I saw.
Whoa, I didn't see that. That's crazy. Know.
Yeah. I mean, it was around his waist area. Yeah,
it's something.
He didn't go like, you know, fist to the sky. He was like, yeah,
that's
right around the
that's
belt.
A big move for Carl, though. Real big.
I like that about him. I think that's awesome.
That he's so like,
when he scores a goal, he acts like he did, you know, he's done it 500 times. He's like, yeah, I do that all the time. What? It's not a big deal.
I agree. I appreciate that about him.
Yeah, Patrick Waugh would approve.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a whole different conversation.
I'm going to switch gears on you, by the way. It's going to get very serious. I don't know where this landed because I've been like off grid. I haven't been looking at Twitter. I've been doing that real work thing. And right before I did all that, though, I saw a dude get into trouble because he allegedly said he called somebody a bad word. Not a racial slur.
Morgan Riley.
What was it?
he, yeah.
The other F word. I didn't want to say it. I feel like I can't say it or I'm going to get destroyed by
people. I know, right?
Anyways, he said that word that is also the term for a cigarette in the UK. Yes. And, but did he? Like, I kept seeing back and forth. They're like, no, dude, I just listened to the replay and they're talking about Paquette. It was evidently on the ice. And another guy's like, no, dude, he said he's going to rag it because they were trying to run out the penalty kill.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, there's two mics, evidently. And like, evidently it could have come from the ice or it could have come from the fans or we don't know. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so out of control already. Have you never been on an ice rink before? People say the meanest shit. I don't think they really mean it in real life, but they mean it long enough to kick your ass on the ice if that's their goal. Oh, absolutely. And they're trying to get in your head. Like, oh, yeah. I don't know if the rules of the world apply on the ice. Otherwise, people would be charged with assault all the time.
Well, you never have any idea what's going to come out of your mouth on the ice. Like, I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
I know. I've said some stupid shit.
I don't think it's okay to say that. Like, I know enough, even when I'm in on the ice blackout mode, not to say shit like mm-hmm. that because that's not me. But I have been, and I constantly am in, I am on the ice. I have no idea what I just said. What do you mean? I just had a 3-minute argument with the refs. What? So I kind of understand how something can come out on the ice that you don't intend.
For some people, hockey is a fight or flight event. Yeah. And for a lot of people, it's fight. That doesn't mean drop the gloves fight all the time. Absolutely. It just means you're kind of in war mode. You're kind of in like, I am zoned in, like not out at all. I'm like, I'm going for it. This is, you know, I don't know. I guess there's some people just skate around like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool. I'm going to have brunch later, but now I like this.
I can't even imagine that. I'm so the fight or flight person that it doesn't even make sense to me that there are people who could be like that.
But here's the thing though. I don't get it. Like, they shouldn't mic up the ice then. Right. Like, holy hell, they're talking about messing with this guy's career. Right. His reputation, yep. too. I mean, I'm guessing wherever he's from, they probably offer him ads for the local car dealerships, and right. those are probably going to go away.
Right. Well,
I'm not. I'm a little bit over this social justice warrior thing when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I get holding people accountable or how people want to dox people. Mm-hmm. That's actually bullshit. But this one, I'm like, come on, just stop it. Like, let these guys play hockey.
Well, they did. I don't know if you saw this, but they did an investigation and found that he didn't say it, but he and his team came out basically saying that kind of crap is never acceptable. You know, the point isn't whether or not he said it. The point is that we would think that he said it and that's just not cool.
Yeah. And guess what? Now it's forever kind of tagged to him anyways. Even if people go, yeah, he didn't say it, but here's what it was.
Oh, my Tumblr is exploding with people who are like, I loved Morgan Riley and now he's the worst person in the world. And I can't believe I ever thought that he was a good human.
They're going to burn his jersey next.
Right?
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I really hate that that's what it's come to. Like, I get we want full access. We want, like, in the weeds, but mm-hmm. that's too much.
Agreed.
Those guys should be able to say anything they want on the ice because they're probably going to police it, too. If some guy gets out of line, he's probably going to find somebody who wants to talk to him about
it. Yep. Well, it doesn't matter what you say. Like, I can find you 10 instances every night of something that somebody on the ice says that would offend at least one person.
What are some of the things you hear? I'll tell you some, but we have to go one for one because they're offensive.
I mean,
you don't have to say like the really bad ones, though.
Right. I mean, I honestly, in my co-ed league, I get a lot of female bashing comments. Like, it's stupid shit that, you know, the sad thing is I've learned to deal with. But like even dumb shit like, she's coming on slow, you know, she's too slow to catch you, but, you know, watch out. Stupid shit like that.
Right.
And, you know, that's obviously not the worst of the female bashing, but you know, it's silly things most of the time, just like, you know, guys who are insinuating that because, you know, I'm a woman, well, don't worry, you can do whatever you want to her because she can't retaliate.
Yeah, guys are such dicks on the
ice. Gosh, my co-ed league is ridiculous about that sometimes. Like, I am so fortunate to have a team that knows the kind of person that I am and takes me as a human rather than just as a girl. But man, it can get absolutely ridiculous. And it's not even just the female hating crap. You know, I've heard people on my team get called some really bad things just for basically standing there and existing.
Yeah.
So
And it's funny too, because it almost feels dirtier in like a rec league than you see in any other leagues. Like the cup check is for real. People do that all the time in these leagues, especially if you're in front of the net and we're just like, oh, this guy's standing in front of my goalie. I'm going to trash him. I'm going to cup check him and then I'm going to slash him and then I'm going to hit him in the back. Yep. The thing that gets me is like, okay, cool. You know, they're going to be douchebags. They're going to be dicks. I get it, but the refs got to make that consistent in every single league. Like if that's happening in front of one net, it has to be good in the other one, because otherwise people go on this vengeance spree, especially in the rec.
Oh, totally. And I can't even claim that we don't do that in mine. Yeah. We had an instance where one of our players got like in major trouble because the whistle hadn't blown, but the puck was kind of flailing around near the goalie and kind of under the goalie. And they got in huge trouble for trying to get at the puck when it was under the goalie. Again, whistle hadn't blown. So, you know, it's still a live play. You go for the puck until the play is dead.
Right. And they have to blow the whistle.
Exactly. But then on the other end, my goalie gets completely beat to shit and nothing happens to that player. Like no comment, no nothing. And that kind of thing infuriates me.
Well, sometimes two goalies will lose their damn minds. Yeah. Which I kind of understand, but same time too, it's weird because like if you're protecting your goalie, it's kind of looked at like from both angles. Some people are like, yeah, good job. Other people are like, dude, it's just rec league. And I'm like, yeah, but that person just speared the goalie.
Exactly.
Like, when did that become okay? Mm-hmm. When is that cool?
Exactly. Although I will say, and this is way off topic now, but I kind of mentioned this to you. Sometimes when you're a girl and you're little, like I am, you can get away with shit. And I'm okay with them not calling some of the shit that I do. So, I'm really little, like I'm 5'3" on a tall day and the vast majority of the guys in my league are at least 5 to 6 inches taller than I am. And there's one team in particular that we play that I hate. Like this guy flat out told us at a game that he's going to do whatever the hell he wants because whatever the consequences are, doesn't matter. As he, you know, targeted players.
Always one of those guys, right?
Oh my gosh, this guy is.
And you're always like, God, I feel sorry for your children and your wife. Like, holy hell, people like this exist in the world. Like, I get it if he's just a jerk on the eyes, but you can kind of tell the people that are, this is them all the time. They're like, oh, I'm going to pay so I can do this every night.
This is a guy where literally during my last shift of that game, I had two of my teammates not watching the puck, not watching anything else, but trailing close behind him because he had his stick poised to trip me, hit me, slash me, do something to me. And they wanted to make sure that he didn't do that.
Yeah, that's where I get in trouble. That's where I go to war with people. Next thing you know, you got people from the stands wanting to kill you too.
Anyway, so what I learned playing that team, and probably part of the reason that he was targeting me at the end of the game, if I'm going to be completely 100% honest, is that I have learned that when you are significantly shorter than the other team and are... let's be honest, female, and seen as inferior to most of the people on the ice. It is what it is. I'm used to it at this point. As long as you make sure that the larger player is between you and the ref, you can slash the fuck out of the back of their legs and the ref never sees it.
Yeah. I mean, well played. I bet that does piss them off, though.
It's great. So,
do you have a good stick?
I have a CCM Ripcord.
You probably have a better stick than I do. You actually have like player sticks too. I've always wondered if those are really that much better.
They're pretty nice.
You could probably go and like buy the same stick they have somewhere, but it probably costs more than my skates. Oh my gosh,
absolutely. But you can feel a little bit of a difference. Like I'm not versed enough in sticks to really tell the fine details, but tell a difference for sure.
Yeah, and I swear I could spend like $1,000 just upgrading gear. Not even play that much anymore.
Easily.
Wow. Okay. So in short, though.
Yes.
Sounds like you've been paying attention to the news a little bit better. And Riley, what's his last name?
Morgan Riley.
He's like off the hook, essentially. They're like, no, he totally didn't say it. We can prove it now.
Yep.
Okay. So all those people that went like out doing the witch hunt, they should probably just go fuck off now.
Probably. They won't.
I feel better.
Yep. I mean, I'm glad he didn't. And I mean, even though I'm also tired of the self-righteous crap, I'm glad that the team and he came out with a statement basically saying, yeah, dude, that's not cool at all. So shut off.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like some of that's just, that's what being an adult is you know these things, but I don't know. People are so wanting to be upset about things, I guess.
Are we all adults anymore, though? Realistically, like there are things adults should do that as a society we just don't do anymore.
If you say funny things, I can't help myself. Like some people in the same sentence back to back say do, I can't handle that. I'm not better than that. But as far as like what you should or shouldn't say to people, even if you're pissed off and in your like fight or flight mode, I'm pretty good there. I mean, I say some mean stuff, but never hurtful that way.
Right. A little bit of awareness, being a grown up. Yep.
Okay. I feel like we beat that into the ground properly.
Yep.
So nobody got traded. What the hell?
I know, right? I'm actually.
Everyone thought somebody was gone. I thought Vardy was gone last we talked. I think Z was on the block.
Yep.
I mean, not officially on the block, but people are like, yeah, he's probably out of here. He was a pain in the ass last time in contract negotiations. Barry's still here, too.
Yep.
So what does that tell you, though? What are the apps doing here?
I feel like it could go one of two ways. So either we, quote unquote, stay the course. Yay, this is the future. Whatever the bullshit we're going to spew is. Or we're going to do a lot this summer.
Trade wise?
Yeah.
Maybe that is kind of Sakic's move. He's like, yeah, we'll do that in the off season.
Yep. I think that we are, our front office at least, is very firmly holding with the, we're still in the midst of a rebuild and who gives a shit what happens during this season mode to an extent. Obviously they care. I certainly don't want to say that they don't care about this season or that they've given up on this season by any means. But the impression that I get is that we are still very focused on our team as a work in progress.
Yeah, we're long game in this big time.
Yeah, which is okay. I mean, I'm not super upset about that. But at the same time, I really would like to see some people go, especially when we're close and we have a chance to get into the playoffs.
I mean, maybe the Landy thing was a bit of a out of the blue.
I know.
But also, here's a chance. Somebody step up.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody really has. I think Miko's upped his game a little bit, but he's been doing that. Yeah. He's not. He doesn't need Landy as a catalyst. He's like, he's trying to figure out what to do with all this new attention he's getting and figure out how he can, you know, evolve his game into something that's unstoppable. Because for a long time it was. And then people are like, oh,
now I know what you're just doing. Just
play physical.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hit him hard. That's all you have to do. They do it with Mac, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting a little bit better with it. His real growth moment, I think, is that his retaliation isn't as bad as it used to be. But it's still there. I like that side of him as well.
I think that Miko is growing into that a little bit faster than Nate is, though, to be honest. I see Miko getting significantly less flustered as a whole when other players are physical against him than Nate, even now. And that's really interesting to me to watch, just because I think about Miko as like this tiny little baby who must be protected because he's so sweet and naive and innocent. And yet, at the same time, I'm seeing him turn into somebody who can be a force, who can deal with those hits, who can deal with somebody trying to throw him off his game and mental game as well, much better than I'm seeing Nathan be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing. I always wonder, too, like, what's the morale like for guys who have been here for the full rebuild?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't think it would matter, but it does. If you've ever had a shitty job, it's the same thing.
Oh, totally.
Sometimes you don't want to get up as much as you love the thing that you do. You're like, holy shit, this is bullshit.
Yep. It's hard. It's a hard thing to deal with.
And so Vardy's still here.
Yeah. Did you see they're talking about extending his contract too? Or at least he's talking about wanting to extend his contract.
Well, I'm not surprised he would want to, but I don't know. I've been so back and forth on this. Like I was telling you, I think it would be a good move. He's only getting older and he gets hurt all the time and everything. But like, I don't know. I'm so back and forth on it because I'm trying to be real about where this team is. I mean, right. I don't think they really thought that we would make the playoffs. And if we did, I don't think anyone thought we'd go past the first round.
No.
Coaches, management, all of it.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, all the fans are like, we should be winning the Stanley Cup. What the hell? But
yeah, but that's unreal.
I'm one of them. We win 10 games. I'm like, yep, this is the year. We might lose a couple of games, but otherwise we got this.
Right. Assholes starting off so strong and then deteriorating into what they probably really should have been doing all along.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough, but it's such a long season.
I know.
Baseball and maybe basketball have longer seasons, but basketball is probably close. But yeah. Hockey is such a long damn season.
Yeah. Well, and it's
even as a fan, like you kind of hit a trough, like you're into it, right? But at the same time, you're like, okay, I should probably get out of the house once or twice every now and then.
I mean, I do get out of the house because I go to the games, but I see what you mean.
Yeah, you keep pretty active with it, but like every now and then I will like, okay, I'll watch the game later. I'm actually going to go on a hike this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long season. And I mean, the good thing about that is it kind of shows you where everybody actually is. But I think fans forget that a lot because they're so obsessed with like, you know, oh my God, we have to do this thing. And if we don't win the cup, then everything's worthless, which I don't agree with, honestly. But I'm also much more of a long game type person in my own personality. I mean, so
fans are going to be fanatic, right? That's literally what they are. But I don't know. I have to pull myself off Twitter every now and then too. I've been a little bit quiet, maybe you've noticed, but I'm just like, I'm just going to watch the hockey game. I'm going to try it old school, like not on a computer, not with Twitter open, but maybe sit in the chair and watch it on a TV kind of thing.
Yep.
Which is so old school.
Which is so weird. Like technology is so ridiculous at this point that that is considered old school.
It's still fascinating though. But yeah, like I just can't do it all the time. I'm like, I used to like relax and watch a game. It'd be, we talked about this. It'd be so great if you could just turn off the damn announcers. Like I would. It'd be peaceful, even if the Avs lost, to watch a game without all the bullshit talking and, oh, this is so great. Well, this is really unfortunate. Oh, the post. Like, how about I decide all that? Just let me watch the game.
I mean, if you're in the right spot in the arena for the home games, that's what it is.
I can't imagine that. How could that be with all the douchebags there?
I mean,
it's my word of the day. Sorry. Hopefully it doesn't offend you.
You would have to try very, very hard to offend me. So.
Oh. Okay. No, I'm going to be good.
Fair. There are a lot of douchebags in the arena and some games are worse than others, i.e. me almost getting into a fight with an Avs fan at the Detroit game. But most of the time it's not that bad and people usually shut up if you yell at them, but you don't have to deal with the announcers. You know, you get the stupid in-game stuff that, you know, you only sporadically care about, but you know, you get to hear a lot more of the sticks on the ice and the puck moving and the guy is on the bench talking and all of that, which I appreciate because I don't need to.
I forgot you were pretty close to that. Yeah, that's great. Do you think that we lack a physical style of hockey or is that just me?
I think we do as a whole. We're trying to get there, I think. You know, people like Mikko stepping up and trying to get in there a little bit more. We've seen Girard be much more willing to actually hit people, which is huge considering he's not huge.
He does it well.
He does.
I hate to interrupt, but this is so impressive.
But we see pretty notable deterioration in our physicality when Zadz is out of the lineup, for example, or Cole is out of the lineup. I think overall, that's absolutely accurate. We overall lack physicality in our hockey.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where when I say that, I think people are, they think what I'm saying is we can't play a physical game. We can to a certain degree. We have some of those guys. What I'm really saying is that the physical nature of a game takes us off of our game. We can be like, if people always come out physical on us now, ever since about halfway through the season. And what it does is it throws us off our game. So if we don't score right away, they play physical. You can almost count on they're getting the first goal, which means they're probably going to win the game.
Well, the thing that we're about that our coach has always been very, very vocal about is that we are a fast hockey team. And I'm not saying that fast and physical can't go together, but the expectation I feel has been that it's fast, not physical. And that does play a huge role. As you're saying, when somebody comes out physical and doesn't really think about or care about your fast, it's really easy to get thrown off of the plan because you are not willing or able to adapt to that physicality.
Right. And what does fast really mean? Right. I mean, skate fast, or does it mean that we think the game fast and we have a lot of great passing?
Which we sure don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like fast is relative to fast what, you know, that's like the difference between being fast and being or quick. Like there's acceleration and then there's top speed. And this is where I think maybe people are giving us a little too much credit. I've seen a lot of teams skate very well with us, teams that can absolutely keep up. But for me, that where we used to be super fast is we just had a lot of guys who could whip that puck around like it's no thing. And now we have a lot of guys throwing these like half speed passes and I get they're pretty, we're saucing them. The ice is dirty with sauce, all that bullshit. Like for me, it's like the game should be fast. It's not just the players and their ability to go fast. This is where I think we're not as fast as people think.
I would totally agree with that, especially lately. You can see it, you know, even though, yes, we won the game against the Sabres, they were keeping up with us pretty well as far as the speed, yeah. as far as the plays. Same with Carolina. They outfasted. Wow, that's not a word at all.
No, I like it. Stick with that, yeah.
They outfasted us throughout that game because they saw what we were doing and they immediately responded to it.
Yeah. They were 100% faster.
Exactly. We didn't adapt to it.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's really interesting to me that we get so much credit for being so damn fast. And again, I think it's just kind of like fast at what? Right. Nobody's saying right. that. But we have all these guys coming up. Like we're clearly banking on that. We have small guys coming into the system. There's a couple of big dudes. But for the most part, our star players are not big dudes. So we have to get that, think the game fast, move the puck fast, get it where it needs to be fast. And then people can skate fast when they need to. I think that's really going to be key to how well we play.
For sure. But I think that there also is a lot to be said for those small players being more physical and thinking a little bit more, because it's not mutually exclusive. And I very strongly feel that we're thinking about it as mutually exclusive with these small, quick guys who are coming up, who are expecting to see things fast, who are not necessarily.
Yeah, even Jack Hughes, the mm-hmm. guy everybody wants, I'm pretty sure he's not a big
kid. He's not.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at Sammy. Sammy's killing it. I've seen more progression in him this year than I thought I would. I thought we kind of were going to get what we were going to get, but he's putting the body on people. He's not playing a weak game at all. And typically he is in position and quick enough to get a puck off somebody yep. anyways, but just to see that he's not afraid to put his shoulder into somebody is pretty impressive.
Yep. And it's,
I don't know if he's going to kill anybody on an open ice yet, but as long as he has the boards to play with, he can work yeah. him.
And who cares, right? You don't need him to be that open ice hit guy. We've got a couple of people right. who are willing to do that. And frankly, that's erroneous in most cases anyway. That's not going to get you very far. So,
yeah, I mean, Z on the ice is a real thing. It scares people. People really look for him at the blue line. That's what we need. When he's gone, you yeah. see it. I think there was a stat about it the other day, how many games we lose when he's most. Gone. Pretty much, yeah. You know, people are like, screw that guy, get rid of him. But for me, I think he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, and he's going to come with baggage. He's going to have penalties. We know that.
Yeah, but he's still...
You know, that's the best part of the coach's job is you know yeah. that. Plan for it.
Yeah, and you plan for it, and you know what he's going to do. And as much as I really like having Ian Cole on our team, that's kind of a difference for him, is that he's physical and he takes bonehead penalties a lot of the time.
Yeah, and I feel like he's a stopgap. I think that he won't be around for too long. Probably yeah. his contract, the way Sackett deals with things, but I don't think he's meant to be a long-termer anyways. Right. I think he's getting older. I don't know. Absolutely. Hockey older, not life older, but hockey yeah. older. So the goalie thing, beyond Varley, right? Like, just put that to the side. I don't know that we have enough depth right now, and I wonder if we're not going to try to address that in the next draft.
I mean,
Frank isn't going to get as far, I don't think, unless they give him a real chance and let him fail for a while if he doesn't do good. Right. But if they throw him in for a couple of games and he doesn't do well mm-hmm. and pull him back out.
Which is exactly what we do. And
oh, yeah. I don't quite get it. There must be reasons, but I don't quite get the usage mm-hmm. of players. Like, I feel like Greer comes up, has a decent enough game. Right. We know he's going to do stupid stuff, but we also know what he brings. But like a Dries or a Graves, they're not really doing things that are that stupid. And I know there's people who will slow down a video and point out to you exactly how they screwed something up. Everyone right. screws things
I can
up
slow
on
down.
This. Trust
find me. Things that they
these guys
screwed up.
Are consistent.
Consistent.
Yeah, like yeah. they get away with it, right? The star players can get away with it, and it's always yep. somebody else's fault. But these guys who come up, and again, the Bork thing, I know yeah. we don't agree on that, but you know what you have in these players. And if you're going to put them on the ice, it's your job as a coach to put them in a position to succeed. And sometimes that means, you know, they might take a penalty, or sometimes that means yep. that they're not there to score. Yeah. So these are the things that I think are getting vetted out a little bit on that debate yeah. platform. I don't know if it'll ever happen again, if I'll do another one, but I was just curious to see, like, how do people, when they're invited to an argument and invited to think deeply about something and have a real opinion that they own with their real right. name, how do they feel about it?
It's something that I certainly want to continue looking at. I saw that a couple more people interacted after our first couple of points that we put on there. And I haven't had much of a chance to read through it yet, but I'm
planning. And that's what you can do on here. You can like say, I appreciate your comment. Even if you disagree with it, it's cool. Yeah. Like, you can give people credit for it. You can be like, yeah, this is a proper debate. You're supposed to do this. At the end of the day, we chink beer glasses and we move on.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't fracking matter.
I mean, it never did, right? I don't know. This is weird. You get into the psychology of sports. Like, if I went to a college, am I therefore part of that college for the rest of my mm-hmm. life, like a religion? like, I don't know anybody on the damn football team since I went to college. Like, do I still love that team? Do I still wear the colors? Right. In most cases, yeah, people live and die by it. Some of them get buried in those colors.
Right.
So that's a weird thing. I mean, sports, fandom, all that, but I'm clearly a fan. I'm clearly into sports too. So I kind of get it. I like that we can have a thing to banter about that isn't politics. Yeah.
Well, and that it's, like you said, it's a end of the day, you're going to clink beer glasses and be good. That's the difference between something like this, I feel, and something like Twitter, where it's largely attack driven in my experience.
Yeah. I mean, it should be more like horse races, right? If we disagree, then we're putting our money on different horses. Yeah. And if somebody does well, we just go, all right, you got that one.
Great.
Turns out Joe's can play some hockey after all.
He's been doing better.
We shouldn't just put him out.
This is huge. Did you hear me say that? Because I admitted it. Jost has been playing better as of late. Mostly.
I agree. I'm being quiet so you can keep talking. Go ahead.
Mostly.
Let me just take a note here. Jost has been playing great.
Whoa, I didn't say great. I said better.
It's super great.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely perfect in every way.
And you're supposed to respond. That's what's happening, right? And I feel like he is. The same way that Gerard is. Oh, I should definitely talk about this. So Gerard, people are figuring him out. They know that move's coming. Yep. And the way to play him is just hit him. And it's working for some guys. So I fully expect that, like, Gerard's going to have a new twist. He's going to do like a spin with the triple left or something next. I don't know. It's going to be awesome. But like, people have figured out if you see him starting to turn, just put your stick in his back or wherever it lands on him as he's
turning. Have you noticed that a lot of our other players have started doing that move too?
Yeah, right. This young guy comes along and Barry's trying to do it now.
Oh my God. He is not good at it. I don't know if he'll ever be good at it. But like, McKinnon's doing it and Landy's doing it. And
it works.
It's good to a certain extent, but like you said, people are starting to figure it out. And it's not that hard to counter if you realize it's coming.
Right. Okay. So we're going to make this our last piece because we have to talk about this too. So just like that, right? People catch on to you. If you do well, people know who you are, they game plan for you. It's happened to the Avs. It happened with Gerard, the spin move and all that. It happened with Mac and people coming after him, ranting in for sure, right?
Yeah.
People develop a game plan. So they've had a game plan on our breakout with the power play.
Ugh, yes.
Pause for effect. But you haven't been watching, I guess. They're doing new things. They have a new thing. Like, evidently the coach heard me. It's pretty sure that's what happened.
They sort of have some new things. I've seen a couple, but they usually, at least once or twice, a power play will default back to that bullshit.
Oh, I think that's the plan. I think they try it. They're like, we love this. The numbers prove this. Stats. Hashtag stats.
86% of the time, it gets you into the zone.
I know, but for how long, right? I want the stats to carry out a little longer. Anyways, so they have some variations. They have, I don't know if people are calling an audible on the ice or what's going on, but they definitely have a couple of other ones they're doing, which gives me hope. Because I thought for sure this is like, a coach has a few things that they live and die by.
Yeah.
Usually it's a player, somebody that gets played way too much. We might have that. But in this case, it was that stupid ass play. Like, if people are taking penalties on us for being, you know, too physical, if we can make them pay, they're going to stop.
Right.
They're going to really like think hard about it. They're not just going to rough us up. But if they know they can rough us up and we're not going to score because they know we're going to do that same damn play every time, we're not dangerous at all. I don't think there's a team in the league that's afraid to play us right now.
Oh, absolutely not. None at all.
Yep.
I wouldn't be afraid.
Meanwhile, then we turn around and beat somebody we shouldn't. And we're like, okay, we're back. We're good.
And then we're not, because that's how the season is going.
Pretty much. I mean, let's be honest. Are we going to make the playoffs?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I'm still going to watch. I'm in this. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to watch season, what are we on now? 21, 22?
22.
When that comes out?
Yeah.
Next year. That's what I'm saying. I was being clever.
We have to go to the playoffs though, because I ordered a jersey and it's not supposed to get here until like right before the last game of the season. So.
Wow. Like a real jersey, like the one they would wear?
Yeah. I only buy
I'm so fascinated. I feel like I'm old school because my socks are still made out of old sock material. They're not like the new pantyhose they wear.
Fair.
I want some of like the modern gear like they have.
Dude, their gear is so cool.
That's what I'm saying. It's like super light too. They're like running around in pajamas out there.
Basically.
You don't really notice it until you see them up close and you're like, why are your socks all like bunching up right there? What's going on here?
Yep.
And then you realize they're literally made out of somebody's pajamas or pantyhose or something. You know, when you start talking about pajamas and pantyhose, it's probably time to stop the podcast. That is one of my favorite people in the world. She is genuine, she is authentic, and she is unapologetically Sarah Spites. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else. absfam.com.